It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freitas.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, what's up? It's Al Freitas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. Remember back in 2010 when somebody broke into Usher's car and stole some laptops, video cameras, and over $1 million in jewelry? Looks like they found some sex footage of Ush and then-wife Tamika Raymond, and somebody is shopping it around. Nicki Minaj's video director is unapologetic about using Nazi symbolism in the video for Nicki Minaj's new single, Only. He says it's important to remind younger generations of past atrocities so they don't happen again. Meanwhile, rumor has it that Nicki is dating a Jewish guy, and I don't think we're talking about Drake. Not sure why Kim K still feels the need to show her ass. She just made $43 million from her animated app in one quarter. However, she is literally showing her ass in the new issue of Paper Magazine, which comes out tomorrow. Tasha Smith says her husband is the one who flies into jealous rages and accuses her of sleeping with other women, even calling her an effing D. And she says she's afraid he's going to kill her. Meanwhile, her husband has already gotten a restraining order on Tasha, saying she flies into drunken rages. Chris Brown and Trey Songz are hitting the road together, and they're bringing Tyga along. Their Between the Sheets tour begins in January in Hampton, Virginia. Bravo is laughing all the way to the bank. Sunday's season 7 premiere racked up 3.8 million viewers, setting a record for the most watched season premiere in the network's history. And dust off your resumes. Waka Flocka Flame is hiring blunt rollers. The perks: travel, $50,000 a year, and of course, weed. He's already gotten over 50,000 applicants. I think Abbott put his application in like 12 times. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestpartmorningshow.com. Hit us up via IG and Twitter at Russ Parr Show. And hit me up at Freitas Flicks. Bye.